It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And welcome into this week's Chadron State Sports Journal. And this week we're going to talk about the annual big events. And if you're from the Chadron area, you've been a Chadron State College student, a current student, an alum, someone who lives in town, everybody in the community is familiar with the impact of the big event. And so we're going to visit with Kelsey Brummels, the big event graduate assistant, here today because things have changed a little bit with this year's big event because of coronavirus and COVID-19. First of all, Kelsey, so glad to have you with us here to talk about what you guys are doing with the big event. First of all, though, how are you doing? Are you staying healthy and staying COVID-free, we hope?
Well, thanks for having me. I, so far, am doing good. I've had a little bit of my spring allergies, but nothing major. And I guess myself and the rest of our staff are excited about the big event, which is Saturday already, which is crazy.
I know. I can't believe it's coming up this Saturday as well. It kind of sneaks up on you with everybody's schedule and the day-to-day life being so different now. I don't know about you, but I wake up wondering, having to think about what day it is. Is it Saturday? Is it Thursday? Well, coming up on Saturday, it's the big event, and it has changed for 2020. Normally, you guys go out, students, faculty, staff go out, do projects for people all across town as a big thank you for what they do in terms of support of Chadron State. But you guys have really had to work hard because things are changed because of coronavirus. What is the new format, and what are the changes this year?
Yeah, so like you said, in the past, or on a normal year, we fulfill an average of about 50 community job sites and have an average of about 500 CSC volunteers. So it's a lot of organizing. It's obviously a lot of on-the-ground work from our staff to set it up and then for our volunteers to go out and give back to our community. And obviously with the safety being the top priority for our community and our volunteers, we made the decision to move to a virtual format. And we've had some people kind of joke, like, how do you rake a yard virtually and things like that.
Yeah.
But what we mean by virtual is that we canceled all community job sites, again, due to the safety. And then we are asking our volunteers to create their own random act of kindness and complete it on Saturday. And so we've been giving the examples of like writing a thank you or a letter to someone in your life, maybe calling an old friend that you haven't talked to for a long time, doing positive sidewalk art. I know I see a lot of people walking around. And so just any way to spread some positivity. And then we're asking our volunteers to share it on social media using the hashtag big event CSC 2020. And so in a way, we're hoping that hashtag kind of allows us to bring ourselves together, even though we're scattered all over. Yeah, it's definitely a new format, and we're just excited to see how it goes.
You know, that's really great that you were able to pivot so quickly in such an unprecedented time and continue the tradition of what is now the 8th annual big event, 8 years straight now that that the school has been doing this. And, you know, I kind of laugh when you say, how do you virtually rake a yard? Some of those questions came to my mind, too, first when thinking about this, thinking, you know, how can a virtual big event take place? What kind of things do you think you can do? What were some of the reactions from, you know, the committee involved and any community members that you talked to or heard of when you realize, hey, we can't go out and do this, can't do yard work, can't paint things? I imagine there was some disappointment early on, but quickly that looks like it has changed.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a weird timeline, I guess, because essentially we had our registration ready to rock and roll on March 16th, and that's when everything was kind of put on pause as far as like the school deciding to extend spring break and then move to remote delivery. And so we had a number of job sites contact us prior to that date, and you know, we had our normal communication, you know, registration opens Monday, and so those job sites we reached out to and just said we're on hold, and then we unfortunately had to tell them that we couldn't complete their job site. But overall, the reactions have been really positive. I can't think of truly like a negative response that we've gotten yet. It's just been, I guess, rewarding to know that we have that support, whether it's someone in the community or our campus community.
Well, that is great. People adapting to simply something we all have to and be forced to adapt to during these current medical times in the world. As we visit with Kelsey Brummels, the Big Event Graduate Assistant, the Big Event Virtual is coming up on a Saturday, and encouraged to do random acts of kindness. Share them on social media with the hashtag BigEventCSC2020. And with the hashtag and technology, that leads us into kind of our next topic, Kelsey, and that is technology playing maybe the biggest role it ever has in the CSC big event. Talk about how you guys are going to use some technology to make this virtual big event a success.
Yeah, well, in the past, I know I've kind of mentioned registration, but that's kind of the main form of technology that we use, just being able to sort our volunteers and our job sites. But this year, we're kind of asking people to, you know, use their own technology, whether it just be posting something on social media or whether they're using something like Zoom or FaceTime to contact someone. One thing that's unique, we kind of pitched an idea to some of our music people on campus about them kind of doing like a virtual concert and streaming it live on their pages. So
yeah.
I can't quite confirm that they'll do it, but it was an idea and they had interest. So I think that would be a really cool way of letting technology kind of, you know, yield some unique situations.
Yes, that's an awesome idea. You know, on the news, you see people in other countries, mostly that I've seen, going out on their balconies amongst their large apartments and condo complexes and playing the violin, and other neighbors coming out on their balconies and all sharing in that kind of collective spirit and positivity that music brings. And boy, if Shadron State, the music department, did that virtually for people, that would be incredible too. The big event coming up on Saturday, remember, it's a virtual big event this year. And, you know, other schools, other colleges have had just said, you know what, we're just going to cancel it. We're not going to mess with it. There's too much going on. We need to cancel. But you guys were able to find a way to keep the big event going. What does it mean to you in being able to keep this tradition up and be able to serve the community despite all the things that have gone on? And when you see other schools, especially, just deciding to close the doors on it?
Well, I'll say just from how much work goes into it, I mean, I can't imagine the amount of almost like disappointment that those schools who've had to outright cancel have. And obviously, again, it's for good reasons, but, you know, we pour a lot of heart and soul into it, and so it can be very heartbreaking. So I'm extremely grateful that we were able to kind of have that time where we were, you know, waiting to see kind of what the college was deciding, and then to talk to administration and get the approval to go virtual. It just is a way for us to maybe create new opportunities for the big event as well, and that's been a positive side of it all. So there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and I think that obviously we have to see how it goes, and I'm excited to see how it goes, but like I said, I think there could be some great opportunities, whether it's for alum or online students that aren't on campus, to find ways to continue to give back through the big event, even if they're not in Shadron.
Kelsey Brummels with us today, Shadron State College, the Big Event Graduate Assistant on the show. Remember, the Big Event Virtual is Saturday, so perform your random act of kindness with the hashtag BigEventCSC2020, or look for that, search for it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever social media channel that you want, and see what the CSC community is doing on their Big Event Virtual Day Saturday. The Shadron State Sports Journal, typically on Wednesdays, we focus with, you know, coaches or players, athletics representatives, but I think this is a fun topic with you, Kelsey, because CSC student athletes and coaches, they're a big part of the participation in the event annually, as well as students too. Where have you seen them make some big positive contributions to the big event in the past? And, you know, what do you hear from some of those teams and student athletes about what they're going to try and do this year virtually, if they've let you know their plans?
Yeah, I mean, our athletics, like many of our volunteers, play a huge role. I would say roughly a third of our volunteers are affiliated with some athletic team on campus. And annually, basically all teams except for softball, rodeo, and track and field participate just because they're in season, and it's kind of a hit or miss with schedule. But it's very cool to see that tradition with our athletic teams. And it's nice to know that we have kind of like solid groups of numbers. We do get some larger job sites. So The football team typically goes to Wilson Park and spreads wood chips, and that's just a big job site, and they can obviously cover a lot of ground in a little bit of time. I know in the past they 1 year went to the state park and planted over 800 trees and painted and stained cabins and picnic tables and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they can cover a lot of ground. But then beyond that, still our other teams, you know, 15 to 20 people, I would say, on average, per each of them, allows us to know that we can place them at a job site and they're going to get the job done and do it well. So it's also just nice to know that we have that support from them. And we're just very grateful for their participation as well as any of our volunteers' participation.
Yeah, certainly. And with the social distancing and some kids on teams are here still in Shadron, others have gone home many states away. How's the organization been, not just with the student athletes, but everybody else in terms of getting them on the same page to do their part on Saturday, their random act of kindness, spreading the word and taking part in the virtual event? Has it been quite a challenge to keep people on that same page, or have you gotten some good quality feedback? I know it's, when you guys normally organize this big event, it is because of regulations and things, it is so organized and buttoned down where everybody is at every site, and it's very, very overseen very heavily, I guess, is the best way to put it, for good reason, of course. But on the virtual side, I imagine that's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, honestly, it's been a little weird. You know, our staff is now scattered, and I would say it's honestly been a bit of a soft rollout as far as us promoting it, just because we understand how weird the times are and how emotionally drained or stressed and all those other elements our volunteers may be. So we just kind of been pushing it a lot on social media. We've been using our CSC channels, and whether someone decides they can volunteer or not, you know, obviously we support everyone. We know that it's a weird time, and so if someone is willing to give their time to make a positive impact on not only their but someone else's life, then we're going to be extremely grateful for it.
Sure, you bet. We'll finish up with Kelsey here today. As Shadron State, you guys have really become a big part of the nationwide big event initiative and movement. There's annual conferences that you guys take part in and get recognitions and things at. What is it like for Shadron State and for you to see that kind of recognition and to be such a big national player, I guess, in the big event because of all the success you guys have had over the last 7 years?
Well, I've only been on staff for 2 years. And just in that time, I've seen how humbling it is to know that there's a greater community of us. It's always nice to know we can call someone if we have a question, or people will reach out to us. And so in that aspect, it's really rewarding to know we're part of an even bigger project. And yeah, the One Big Things Conference used to be hosted at Texas A&M, who started the big event in 1982. But the last 2 years, it's gone to different schools around the country. So 2 years ago, we went to SFA in Texas and attended there. And I know that year and in previous years, we've been able to present or lead discussions and things like that, which is, I mean, honestly amazing, just because of, you know, who else is in the room. And so Another opportunity was, we didn't go to conference this year, but we went to the University of Wyoming and kind of liked the conference. It was just a great opportunity to learn. I mean, our volunteers are always changing. The ways you market are always changing. The ways they use technology is always changing. So there's always opportunities to learn, and it's just really cool to be a part of something bigger.
It is awesome to hear you talk about that, this being a student-led initiative as well. Students are the ones who organize and put all of this together on campus every year. And Kelsey, you're leading that with the big event graduate assistant title this year and doing a great job to make this a virtual big event on Saturday. Remember, do a random act of kindness on Saturday. Hashtag it, Big Event CSC 2020. Look for it and you'll see what Shadron State students, faculty, staff are all up to in helping out the local community. We're wherever they may be spread out, and of course abiding by the safety guidelines set forth to keep themselves safe, but also to continue this big event, wonderful community tradition. Kelsey, really appreciate you coming on the show and telling us about how you guys have adapted and are going to make this happen once again. It's awesome to visit every year with the group, and wish you all the best for a successful big event Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.